This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Before COVID, I used to travel on business a lot. Planes were where I caught up on most of the recent movies. One that stuck with me was The Disaster Artist. It was the true story about the making of a movie that was so bad, it became a celebrated cult classic. Which gets me thinking, can the markets get to a point when they feel so bad they're good? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of May 9th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. My philosophy when it comes to investment strategy is simple. Ask, how do we best position ourselves for what's in front of us? Focus on identifying where we are in the economic cycle, the direction for earnings growth, inflation and interest rates, among other factors. Be aware of valuation, but don't fixate over it. And understand that any short-term, fickle nature of the market isn't reflective of the longer-term opportunity. Despite all the uncertainty, it's the data-driven approach to investment strategy and consistency of process that will keep us on the right path. The results for the equity and fixed income markets year-to-date have been nothing short of disappointing. From January through April, the S&P 500 index, the benchmark for U.S. equities, has fallen by just shy of 14%. The S&P TSX Composite Index itself has seen a retreat from its high on March 29th by just over 7%. Additionally, the moves in bond yields have been fast and furious as central bankers race to catch up to inflation. The U.S. 10-year Treasury yield has gained over 150 basis points in just the first 4 months and change of the year and looks about to break through 3% for the first time since 2018. With the sharp drop in equity and bonds, many investors are understandably concerned. But should we be? Is this market activity out of the norm? Is this the time that the market correctly predicts a recession? Probably not. And in fact, as uncomfortable as the volatility has been, it isn't out of the ordinary. To understand what is happening in the stock and bond markets, we first need to know where we are in the economic cycle. We need to answer the question as to whether we're headed to a recession or not. And it all starts with first principles. Using the S&P 500 index as our point of reference, all but four bear markets in 1945 have coincided with recessions. Understanding the risk of recession will help to determine whether this is a correction in the same vein as the 18 corrections that have happened outside of recession since 1945, or if this is something more. Oh, and it's worth mentioning that we've seen 33 corrections or bear markets in the past 77 years. So this kind of volatility tends to happen about once every 2.5 years. Other than higher inflation and central banks that are raising rates, which in themselves are poor indicators of recessions, there's little evidence of heightened economic risk. Across the table of recessionary conditions that I follow, most would suggest a still healthy U.S. economy. These include accelerating housing starts, falling unemployment, positive manufacturing growth, and a positive index of leading economic indicators. Even the U.S. Treasury yield curve, which had inverted for a very brief 3 days at the beginning of April, has steepened yet again to a level that historically suggests the next recession could be 2 to 3 years away. And we don't hear anyone talking about the yield curve anymore, do we? Of course, growth is going to slow. The Bank of Canada, the U.S. Federal Reserve, and other central banks around the world are raising interest rates. But just because a generation of investors have never seen inflation, nor central banks raise rates at the pace that they will this year, that doesn't mean that we're headed towards a recession. There's a lot that needs to happen to get us from A to Z in the economy. As I laid out in my 2022 outlook, this is a period of transition from the rapid reopen of 2021 to normalization. This is the case for the economy, equity markets, and interest rates. So what does this mean for equity markets then through the remainder of this year and as we start to look ahead to next year? Well, if prior corrections are any indication, we may be near the bottom. We never know if this is the case until well after the fact. However, there are encouraging signs. The average correction lasts 93 trading days, or about 4.5 months. This one is just over 80 days in. Corrections tend to see a drop of 14% on average going back to World War II. This one has been 13.8% top to bottom, so very close to the long-term average. For the technicians out there, the CBOE Volatility Index, otherwise known as the VIX, has broken above 30. This has been a good level in the past to mark the formation of a bottom for the S&P 500. We have lived through a period of Reddit boards, Wall Street bets, and meme stocks that seemingly made equity investing look easy. That reality feels different today. Baron Rothschild, an 18th century British nobleman and member of the Rothschild banking family, is credited with telling investors the trick to making money is to buy when there's blood in the streets. I'm going to put my own spin on that phrase. The best opportunity comes when it seems that investors can no longer stomach the volatility. So here's the optimistic conclusion. Historically, from the bottom of the correction, the S&P 500 index averages a gain of 25% in the year following. Looking back to 1990, when the VIX breaks above 30, the one-year forward return is positive 90% of the time, with an average return of 22.7%. Corrections are uncomfortable. They're supposed to be. They shake investors' confidence and test their resolve, resetting expectations along the way. That's why we call this the living market. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it. It will help other like-minded individuals find us or share it with your friends.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.